brought to you by Penguin.
She's in Control, written and read by me, Anne-Marie Maffedon.
To all the past, present and future women in control, including my mum and grandmothers. Introduction. I was born in June 1989, just a few months after Sir Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. So although it's barely a memory, I do recall a time before the world went fully digital. You might too. Back in the analogue world, you memorised the phone numbers of your closest family and friends, or jotted them down in a book that lived next to the landline in the hallway. Every time you wanted to make a call, you had to dial those numbers digit by digit. If you'd arranged to meet a friend at a certain time, you had to stick to your plans. You couldn't fire off a quick text to say you were running late, held up or taken ill. If you were the one who was waiting, you just had to sit tight until your mate arrived. As a child, I was fascinated by how the things around me worked. Just like my peers, I was fond of asking why machines work the way they do. But perhaps less like other children, I would also try to take these machines apart. I was keen to find out exactly how the gadgets at home were put together. And my parents, to their credit, indulged my curiosity. One thing led to another, and I live my life today in the realms of technology and education. Because I've always been fascinated by technology and curious enough to investigate it, experiment with it, and take control of it, I sometimes forget that not everyone's like me. Rest assured that if you don't feel like you're good with tech, or if you're not really engaging with the tech that's becoming ever more important in our lives, but is still curious, then this is a book for you. Taking Control and understanding the benefits of the myriad digital elements of so many different parts of our lives and their implications can be extremely empowering. From the ways in which we organise our love lives and social lives, to how we manage our work, entertainment, healthcare, and personal admin. Speed is an obvious advantage. The click of a button versus a lengthy phone call, or worse, snail mail. But there's also the range and depth of information we can access by using our digital skills. The quality of our work is enhanced by our understanding of the digital world. If you have technical literacy in a world that is becoming increasingly technical, your understanding will give you agency in certain scenarios and will allow you to take control of them. I lean towards using the process and motivation of curiosity to build literacy and then put your skills into action. Curiosity has led me to all manner of boardroom tables, important meetings, and exciting events. Within this book, I hope you'll discover just how significant a healthy dose of inquisitiveness can be. It inspires the work I do every day with Stemets, the social enterprise I run, which encourages girls and non-binary people from the age of 5 and up to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and maths, known as STEM. And it's led me to have amazing conversations with awesome technical women on my Women Tech Charge podcast. I've visited companies where I've tried to pull apart terrible workplace cultures and build them back in a better way. While my curiosity is no longer purely technical, it certainly allowed me to take control in a wide range of circumstances. The world of tech is not without gatekeepers, however. There are many individuals out there who would like to say that tech isn't something that women are capable of engaging with. If we look back to the 1960s, a time when women couldn't secure their own mortgages or open their own...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?